I asked God to come into my life, you know, for the very first time. And I remember it was really touching, and it was really a moment for me in my life. And I could never forget that when it happened, because I felt a relief and I felt, you know, a genuine guidance, you know, for once. And ever since then, I've never been, you know, confused about, you know, my faith or what the future holds, because I know who holds the future.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
MFA student Kingsley Onyewu will graduate in May. Kingsley's work, along with other MFA students' work, will be on display in the University Academic Center. The HBU Master of Fine Arts program is a Christian-based, two-year studio program with specialization in the areas of two-dimensional studies, painting, drawing, and printmaking, and three-dimensional studies, sculpture, and ceramics. And Kingsley, we've heard a lot about your art.
It's a pleasure.
You're a talented young man.
Appreciate that.
That's amazing. I mean, how old are you?
I am 25 years old, going to 26 this May, actually.
Wow. Yeah. And so tell us the story of Kingsley.
I was born and raised in Nigeria, Lagos, western part of Nigeria.
Sure.
My mom and dad were originally from the east, but they moved to the big city where they could be able to take care of us. But at the age of 14, I moved to the United States. This was in 2006, where I realized that I've always had the affinity and the passion for art. I always read comic books and watched cartoons, and that also helped with me being able to communicate with people wherever I go. And I would always, you know, make sketches and drawings and paintings. And in high school, my teacher at the time realized that, and he advised me to sign up for an art class. And this was ninth grade at Westbury High School. And that's pretty much, you know, it. From there on, I developed my talent and I nurtured it, and I tried to use every opportunity to learn everything that I could, all the way from high school to undergrad and over here at HBU at grad school, where I met professors and instructors like Carlos Cornell, Michael Collins, Joel, and Rachel. And I mean, there's a lot to say about the program. There's really a lot, but I'll keep my my comments, you know, for the question.
Well, the Master of Fine Arts is an amazing program here, there's no doubt.
Yes, it is.
It's nationally known. It's not just known in the state, it's nationally known.
Right. I had no idea, because I used to drive by the school premises on my way to my dad's workplace when I was still a teenager, and I would always drive by Houston Baptist University, and you know, I was curious about the campus, and I had no idea that I was going to end up in the program until the summer of 2015, where I had a residency exhibit at Project Row Houses. It's in the Third Ward. And that's where I met Michael Collins for the first time. And he pulled me aside and he told me, like, listen, you have a God-given talent, a natural gift, and I would like you for you to enroll into our program. And this was pretty much when I was about to graduate from undergrad, and I was pretty much lost in what I was going to do after that. Would I go into a workforce, or would I continue my studies? I had no idea, but it was on a Saturday at home. I was on my tablet, and I just decided to enroll in into the undergrad program, and it's been a blessing ever since 2 years ago.
It's truly amazing how God brought you here.
It is.
And you can see God's hand in it, can't you?
Yes, sir, definitely I can. He's been with me all through my career ever since I was little. And sometimes I sit back and I try to think of it. I try to, you know, say, well, maybe it's a coincidence. Maybe, you know, things happen because this happened. But I can't refute that fact. I can't refute his blessings in my life. And, well, my friends and my family could attest to that God has really been good to me every step of my life.
That's beautiful. Yeah. How did you get from you and your family from Nigeria to the United States?
It was my mother's choice for me to move over here so I can continue my studies. She felt like my talent would be more appreciated, you know, over here.
So your talent was recognized when you were very young.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you can say that. But it was mostly from my family members and my childhood friends. I was known as, you know, the draftsman of our little group, and everybody wanted me to make a sketch, you know, of them. And I was the one kid who tried, you know, doing more with, you know, the colored pencil sets, you know, back in school. So yeah, like I said earlier, that was it was in me to always explore with my abilities. And it came natural, and my mother saw it, and she talked to my dad, and my dad was open to the idea of moving me over here so I can continue my education in the arts.
Was there a big adjustment coming from Nigeria to the United States?
Yes, there was. It was a lot of them. Well, first of all, I was leaving where I once called home. The only home I ever knew.
Sure.
And there was my friends, my childhood friends that I was leaving behind. And it was pretty much uncharted territories for me. I didn't know what I was going to meet over here. I didn't know if I was even going to continue in the field of arts. Maybe I was going to be a math teacher or history professor. I had no idea, but I remember I said a little prayer when I was at the airport, and our flight was a little bit due, and I was really nervous and I was scared, and I said a little prayer, and I just do this thing where when I'm not certain of whatever's, you know, ahead of me, I just commit myself to the Lord and, you know, pray that He guides me. And He answers prayers and He works in mysterious ways. And like I said, you know, I'm really grateful for His touch in my life. So,
you know, that childlike faith to ask God to direct our steps and
right.
to make us pleasing to Him and make us receptive to Him, that really doesn't end no yeah. matter how old you are.
It doesn't.
I mean, every day we need that.
Yes, that's true.
Now, did you come to faith in Nigeria, or when you came here?
I came to faith, I would say, over here. Back home, I always had the idea that, you know, my mom's a Christian, my dad's a Christian, so that, you know, makes me a Christian.
And yeah.
I went with that pretty much my teenage years. Getting over here, I used to listen to a lot of teachings in the radio station. Charles Stanley was one of them, Dr. Charles Stanley, and Tony Evans also.
Yeah, good preacher.
Right. And you know, there were like so many others, and I would just listen while driving with my brother, because he used to take me to my high school back then. He used to drive me, give me a ride. And Adrian Rogers was my inspiration. And at the time, it was really confusing for me, because here I was, you know, a teenager, and I was asking myself a lot of questions, like, you know, are you saved? What are you going to do with your life? You know, are you really trying to live your life, you know, for God? And it was just on a Sunday, I went to Brabrand Valley Baptist Church, just right down the street from my apartments on Fondren Road. And the pastor made an altar call. And I prayed about it, and I asked God to come into my life, you know, for the very first time. And I remember it was really touching, and it was really a moment for me in my life. And I could never forget that when it happened, because I felt a relief, and I felt, you know, a genuine guidance, you know, for once. And ever since then, I've never been, you know, confused about, you know, my faith or what the future holds, because I know who holds the future. So,
amen. Amen.
Yeah, that was a really touching and profound moment in my life as well. So,
well, to have a no-so salvation means everything.
Right.
You know, and Adrian was a friend of mine, and I preached for him, and
oh, wow.
He's just an absolute wonderful, wonderful giant of a man.
He was.
Yeah, such a great man of faith. What art form do you specialize in?
Drawing and painting, 2D, two-dimensional works.
What do you mean two-dimensional?
It simply means, think of it as drawing or painting on a flat surface and making it have the appearance or the illusion of a three-dimensional object. So pretty much your substrate would be your paper, your wood panel, your masonite, any flat surface you're working on, pretty much, to create the illusion of 3D. That would be your...
And so we're going to show you some of Kingsley's art as we continue to talk, and you'll be able to see them on the screen. You know, Michael Collins, I don't know that I've ever met a man who has so much passion.
I mean, that is just true.
Whoa. I mean, he really, I remember the first time I came to HBU, and we went over there, and it just blew me away.
Right.
I mean, I can see how he can imbue students to really use their gifts.
Yeah, he is a force to be reckoned with, if I can say that. He's really adamant and really interactive, really passionate and inspiring. He is that type of that man or that instructor that, you know, he sees me in my studio. And it's like he could tell that I'm lost for words, or like I'm just, you know, I'm having this artist block. And he can sense that. And he walks in. He does not even try to ask, like, what's going on? You know, are you having, you know, an issue with your work? He just hits it right on the head. And he starts talking to me about my work, starts telling me about ways that I could improve, things that I could experiment on, subject matters, concept, ideas, themes. You know, you really don't get that type of professor anywhere else.
No.
It's a rare gift.
Very rare.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And not a still art department.
It's not. It's never. It might be peaceful and calm, but it's never a dull moment. Yeah, and like I said, you know, he's... I will definitely keep in touch with him. We've grown into this stage of our lives where he can invite me to his studio.
Yeah.
And we could go get coffee and discuss like issues and problems and ideas. And that's important for me, because having those one-on-one moments give me the opportunity to you know, put all my ideas on the table and ask for professional advice from, you know, a great artist like Michael Collins and a great friend and teacher. So
that is beautiful.
Yes.
Well, what has HBU meant to you?
HBU means, where can I start from? It means a lot. It means a turning point in my life where I could see myself in the future giving back to students who I could see myself, you know, being at a certain point in my life. And it stands for the idea of building a community of relationship with people, you know, from all walks of life and people from all backgrounds. And we operate as one. We always communicate with each other. That's important for me, you know, and that's something I really didn't have growing up because I was more of an introvert. Also, it will always remind me of my faith in the Lord and the fact that I will never regret, you know, being saved, and I will never lose my faith because I drive by the 59 and I see the cross glowing at nighttime, and sometimes I smile while driving. Sometimes I, you know, would just want to make a quick stop in my studio and just like walk around and feel that atmosphere. And it makes me remember a lot about my faith and a lot about the gift that God has given to me. And I appreciate a lot about this school. And though I'm graduating, you know, next month, that doesn't mean that I'll be, you know, just out, you know, out there somewhere just lost or something like that. I will always come back here and I will always visit my my professors and my friends.
That's really, really great. What are your long-term plans?
I would love to go into teaching. That's why I was talking about, you know, giving back to our students, because that's always been an inspiration of mine to put out a helping hand and to talk to people about their problems. And if by chance as well, you know, talk to them about the Lord. You know, it's a rare occasion and it's a rare opportunity because you don't get to speak much about your faith, you know, in so many institutes out there. So, yeah, in the long run, I would like to be a professor in the arts and inspire the next generation, God
That's
willing.
Really, really fantastic.
Thank you.
You're going to graduate from the Master of Fine Arts program.
Right.
Which is a two-year studio program.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had your own studio there. So, I mean, will you immediately go into teaching or do you think you might?
Oh, immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah. No time wasted at all.
Will it be in high school or do you know the venue yet or thinking?
I'm thinking about, you know, I'm just going to leave that in the hands of God.
Yeah.
Because I know he'll sort that out for me, but definitely in a higher institute.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, so have you been back to Nigeria since you've come?
Not yet, because I've, believe it or not, I've been just schooling ever since middle school.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
No breaks at all.
Yeah.
So, God willing, by the end of my semester here going towards the summer, and I'll be more than happy to visit home.
Do you have family back in Nigeria?
Oh, yes, I do. My mother and my sister.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow, how cool. Well, Kingsley, we are so proud of you. And, you know, to have a young man like you who loves Christ, knows Christ, and has gifts that you know God gave you. You know, I always say the best ideas I ever had, God gave me. I mean, he is the author of anything good in our life.
He is.
And when we give him the glory for it, he uses it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the trustees at HBU had adopted a confessional statement that Jesus Christ is Lord. And every person hired here is hired agreeing to that,
right,
having that position of faith. And if they don't, they're respectfully not hired. And I admire that. What does it mean, Jesus Christ being Lord to you?
To me, it means surrendering myself to Him, asking Him to come into my life, to save me from myself, mm-hmm. most importantly. It means that He is the author and the finisher of my faith. It means He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of my life. Why wouldn't I want to profess to that?
Amen.
That's more than enough. That's more than I could ask for. And like I said, it's a great opportunity, you know, being in an institute where you have the opportunity and the access, the freedom to say that and not be persecuted or have certain rights taken away from you. So Jesus is Lord in my life, and I'll never be ashamed to say that ever.
And so you graduate in May.
Yes, sir.
And we will be there cheering you on.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We look forward to watching what God does in your life
Amen.
In the days ahead.
Amen.
You can learn more about the Master of Fine Arts program here at HBU by hbu.edu/MFA, Master Fine Arts, MFA. And the graduate school has a special number, 281-649-3269. We'll keep those on the screen for you to write down. You probably have some talent that God wants to use. And you know, the interesting thing, I love what Swindoll used to say, when you find your gift and you use it, you'll always know it because you use it with ease and effectiveness.
That's true. That's definitely
and,
true.
And it's two little E's that reminds us our gifting, which comes from God, we can use with ease, and we can use it with effectiveness. And you, young man, are doing that.
No, thank you, sir.
Keep it up, man. We're proud of you.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.